Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Sorogon, good afternoon to you once again. The birds in the background are here.
I put them on specially for you.
Listen, it wouldn't be the same if you didn't. So, yeah, thanks for the smile. That's great. Interesting topic this afternoon. As per usual, I have no idea where you're going with this story. The women were doing it for themselves. Was that past tense on purpose?
The past tense was on purpose because the women concerned could easily be the lead characters in the new film, The Witches, which is based on the Roald Dahl children's story. And I'm talking about no less than Dudu Mieni and Yake Funana. And just in case, you know, you often hear the cliche about, well, if women ran the world, there would be no wars. This is nonsense because they have proved themselves to be as scandalous and corrupt as any man could be. If women hope that other women are going to, sort of be role models, forget it. Both have been at the state capture inquiry. Dudu Mieni, just a couple of things she said that, as far as I'm concerned, seals her fate for me, is she made the comment, quote, "I wish I was a Madame Fenter, because by virtue of color, I would not be presumed guilty to prove my innocence. I am here as an innocent person." She being the same person who then refused to answer almost any questions because she did not want to implicate herself in case of later proceedings. Then what she did today was in another... She basically revealed the identity of a witness who had asked to have his identity remain confidential. Now, what Justice Zondo did was he issued an instruction to anyone appearing to give evidence on this issue that such protection had been granted and the person's name was not to be mentioned. She apparently did it, and he warned her not to, and she did it again, and she did it again. So I gather that Justice Zondo is calling for her to be charged criminally for contravening the law pertaining
to that. No. I'll tell you why. It's just interesting you're talking about Dudu Mieni this afternoon, because Business Insider is leading with a headline this afternoon saying how her silence could land her in jail. But that then is referring to something else, I presume.
Well, you see, the thing is she's entitled not to answer questions because of course, from a sort of layperson's point of view, that immediately suggests that she's got a hell of a lot to hide. And, she doesn't want to incriminate herself because there's a lot to be incriminated over. And I think the problem for Dudu Mieni is that we all know it. We may not know the detail, but we all know that she's corrupt and worse. She's incompetent. She's nasty. I mean, words fail me.
And she's but clearly playing a race card to try and extricate herself.
Yes. I mean, you know, that's always, for me, that's always the sign. I hate to put it this way, but that's always the sign of somebody's guilt, is when they start to play the race card, when race has absolutely nothing to do with it, you know that they're guilty of something. And her sister in crime, if I can put it that way, Yake Kwinana, was the head of SAA Technical. Now, presumably, you know, most of us would have assumed that someone put in charge of SAA, or something like SAA Technical, would be competent to do the job. And by all accounts, she may have been a CA, but I have to question how she became a CA. She doesn't remember entering into a contract, a billion rand contract with Swissport, and which contract she then said to Swissport that if they did not enter into a 30% BE deal with a company that belonged to a friend of hers, and which would lose them 90 million rand, well, that was essentially going to be the consequence. It's as I say, words absolutely fail me because here are these people, and she gave evidence that was, she actually in fact incriminated herself, but by all accounts, it was almost laughable. Well, there was some laughter, but it was almost laughable. So they really are scoundrels in the worst sense of the word. And I think if there was anyone who had any sympathy for them, that sympathy has dissipated.
Sara, that was your topic for this afternoon, but we can't not talk about the American elections. Such a split country. I mean, I'm thinking back to when Gore lost it by I don't know how many hundreds because of Florida, and nothing seems to have changed. You're talking about one country of two people with completely different value systems. How does one ever get...
I'll tell you what I think. Yeah, the Americans have traditionally been low poll turnouters, if I can put them that way. Their presidential polls have usually been under 50%. The fact that the polls are so high, the numbers voted are so high, suggests that it is a split country, that it's a very unhappy country, and it's a country in a lot of trouble. And also, of course, you've had the very distinct move to the far left with the Democrats. So you've got that pulling apart, and it's wokeness. It's ugly. It's not conducive to opponents, sort of debating with each other, which the Americans have generally used to be very good at. It's become completely and utter polarized. And the funny thing is that Florida was the problem state in the Al Gore, Bush election. Florida now has everything absolutely sorted, and other states are stuffing the process up. And of course, remember that each state can decide how it deals with the votes, postal votes, when and how and who. And it strikes me that what they do with the Senate and what they do with the House is up to each state. But really, for electing the president, it should be a uniform standard. The fact that it still isn't is absolutely gobsmacking, I think, to the rest of us.
Wow, that's a take I hadn't applied my mind to. Sara Gordon, as always, thank you so very much. Can't wait to chat to you next week when you will no doubt challenge us yet again.
Well, I hope to challenge again, but at least there were no Hardy Dars.
No, they were here. They were with me today. They left you. They came over to me. Cheers, cool, Sara. Thank you so much. Cheers.